Although there have been varying degrees of standardization of volume rental agreement terms over recent years, in 2017, certain parameters are being clearly standardized going forward to minimize multiple rounds of red lines with customers, speed up processing time, and streamline total throughput capability of the pricing and contracting team. These items include the following. There will be a standard 90-day evaluation period starting upon installation and preceding the start of the rental period. No rental obligation accrues during the evaluation period. Any stocking order and purchases during the evaluation period count toward rent credit in the rental period. Any excess rent credits from the partial calendar year of placement will carry over for the first full calendar year, called the renewal term, in the agreement. Because of the evaluation period and stocking order, it is common for more rent credit to be earned in the first partial year than the amount of prorated rent obligation accrued. So that excess rent credit will carry over and count toward rent obligation in the first full calendar year. But as a standard, there is no further carryover of credit beyond the first full calendar year. Setup and shipping fees are now uniformly included in the rent amount, and these will not be negotiable items. In the termination section of the agreement, there is a mutual option to terminate with 30 days' notice. This is important for SP&C, so we have the freedom to remove any underperforming laser in a timely way and not be required to wait until the end of the rental period.